This is the Adam Gold Show.
Well, at least we have Wake Forest. Right?
And the Canes.
Yeah, well, the Hurricanes didn't play last night, but yes, at least we have Wake Forest and the Canes. We have Canes news coming up here in a second. I'm going to start with NC State, even though Wake's the only team that won. They buried themselves, the Wolfpack. 15-0 hole to start the game. They were down 18 with 2 minutes left in the first half. They were down 14 at the break. Yet somehow, it's 55-53, Virginia Tech, 5.5 minutes left, and Darian Sebron is at the free throw line for a 1-1. State could tie the game. He missed the front end. Virginia Tech pushed the lead back out to 7. They got within 3. They got to 1 with Virginia Tech at the free throw line. They make both threes. Last shot by Taquavian Smith, baby T, was a little long. That was it. Kevin Keats on his team and their never give up attitude.
You know, I thought we fought, and you know, I played for a coach, as you know, Bill Pullen, that always says that early leads never last. And we talked about early leads never last and just keep on battling and chipping away at it. Every time out, we talked about winning that 4 minute segment. And I thought our guys bought in, and we won the 4 minute segment, and we just fought. Look, Virginia Tech's a good basketball team. They've had some very unfortunate situations similar to us. It's going to be a lot of teams in our league that are going to have 1 or 2 possession losses, and then they're going to be the outliers where guys just don't play well and they just lose by a lot. But we have to find out. I'm worried about NC State. We got to figure out how to cut down or limit our plays that cost us games at the end.
Yeah, and here's there are a couple of examples of that. First of all, Darian Sebron, he was held in check again. The scoring numbers for Sebron have kind of dropped back to what would be a normal scoring level. 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a couple of steals, but he had 5 turnovers last night, including an assumption where somebody else was going to pick up the ball. Obviously we talked about missed 1-on-1s. They missed a couple of 1-on-1s, the front ends of 1-on-1s late in the game. And there were some turnovers and maybe some poor shot selection in that period. And all of those things for Kevin Keats, they add up to a loss at the end. And he talked about correcting them. Here's Keats on just how close this game really was late.
Man, our team's got a lot of fight in them. And, you know, that's what I'm proud of. You look at, you know, at halftime, offensively, we struggled in the first half. We wasn't very sharp offensively in the first half. But the conversation at halftime was, we've been here before. We talked about the Louisville game when we were down 14 at half. And just rely on your defense. I thought we played good enough defense in the first half where the game didn't get away from us. We just didn't score. I thought we came out in the second half with great energy. We did a tremendous job. Guys got going. We scored off of turnovers. We scored off for great defensive possessions. And it's tough because, you know, this team is fighting their ass off, and it's about 4 or 5 plays in that game that if we probably could get back, it's probably a different outcome.
I would say that is probably true for all sports. I like to use tennis as an example for this, that ultimately you see in a tennis match, when if you look at statistics, they'll say total points won, and even in a straight sets win, those numbers will be pretty close. I mean, they're not going to be identical. If you win in straight sets, you've won more points. But those numbers are usually pretty close. And it's the big points, it's the key moments that teams that struggle lose. And I think that's probably what impacted State, because they got the stop, but didn't get the defensive rebound to finish off the possession. But they were right there at the end in a game where they shot 41% from the field. They shot less than 30% from 3. Didn't get to the free throw line a ton. When they did, they weren't good at it. But now they're 2-6 with Virginia coming out on Saturday. Virginia's not great, but they're not easy to play against. And for a team like State that is struggling a little bit with offensive consistency, that is a tough matchup. Wake Forest, however. Woo! Somebody won. Wake Forest. They didn't have an easy time with Georgia Tech. Alondis Williams had a big game. 12 of his 19 points came the second half. He had 7 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks. And there was no Steve Forbes last night. I don't know if he and Mike Krzyzewski got the same thing, but it was considered a non-COVID illness for Steve Forbes, so he wasn't on the bench. Brooks Savage was on the bench as the acting head coach for Wake Forest.
Just super proud of our team. You know, it was back and forth. We tried to pull away. We couldn't, you know, we'd make 2 threes. They'd answer with 2 threes. We just couldn't, like, get it to, like, 8 or 9 or 10, you know, for the longest time, it seemed like. But, you know, I'm telling you guys, and coaches said it, we got a tough group. They're battle-tested. They're tough. They just kept hanging in there, and we said, you know, kind of around the 8-minute media, under 8 media, we really wanted to try to make a move right there and string together some stops. And I think at one point we got 15 of 19 stops, and we were able to get in transition.
Look, Wake did pull away, but on the underlying thing, here's what Wake does really well. They share the basketball really, really well. They're not a deep team, but they're an older team. They have a lot of transfers. Williams is a transfer. Jake Laravia, also a transfer. Obviously, Davion Williamson, who came with Coach Forbes from East Tennessee State, another transfer. I mean, they got tons of them. Laravia had 13 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists. Remember, Alondis Williams had 9 assists. How often in college basketball do you find a game in which one player registers 9 assists, let alone 2? Just incredible stuff. Wake had 33 made field goals, 23 assists. That's how you shoot 57% from the field. They absolutely share the basketball really well. Isaiah Musius had 18 points. Deeks are 5-3 in the league, and they will host North Carolina on Saturday. That should be interesting. Louisville beat Boston College. Virginia won at Pitt. Alec, you and I have talked about this a lot. We have ranked our sports. I was out at an event last night doing making an appearance on behalf of us giving away Hurricanes tickets. And I got a text from a friend who was texting me about the state game. Now, this does not pertain to State, does not pertain to Duke, does not pertain to North Carolina, does not pertain to Wake Forest. College basketball has become a hard watch. It just has. The sport itself has become a hard watch. And I don't know what that, I don't know what to attribute that to, other than the game isn't, as it's played, just isn't nearly as good as it used to be. A lot of that is we have players leaving early, so we don't have as many older players. But I mean, I'm not even saying that that's the reason. So I have a new sports that I love to watch on television ranking. So see if you agree with it. Not agree with this. How you feel about this? The National Hockey League is now one. I can watch any two teams. I don't care who they are. I can watch any two teams play. Watch the Rangers and the Maple Leafs last night. It's a heck of a game. Heck of a game. I was partly scouting because Hurricanes will play the Rangers tomorrow. But that was a fun game. But I can watch any two teams play. Golf. Major championship golf primarily, because I haven't watched any golf yet this year. But golf is number two. The Premier League. I'm not even sure the Premier League's not number two now. The Premier League is number three. Did you see the end of Tottenham and Leicester yesterday?
I did. I actually watched a supercut of Tottenham and all of their great chances to score. They must have hit like 3 posts, and then I saw how they won 3-2. It was a hell of a finish.
They were it was Leicester leading at home. Leicester leading 2-1. Stoppage time is running out. I mean, they're already into. I think they put 5 minutes up, and they were already into just about the 6th minute. They score. They kick off, and they score again. It was boom, boom. I'm like, did that just happen? Leicester's got to be rocked. Anyway, the Premier League has hooked me. So
Premier League's great. It's, I mean,
absolutely
soccer,
love it.
Soccer on television is great, just as a television product.
I agree.
I mean, all the people who complain about length of games and time of games, I mean, if you're you want to watch Premier League, hey, they all happen basically, you know, in the morning.
Right, and it's 2 hours.
And it's two We're hours.
Done. We're done.
2 hours. It's the first half, 15 minutes. Second half, boom, we're done. See you later.
Barring a catastrophic injury, you're out of there in 2 hours.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really it's just an incredible
sport.
There's
no stoppages in plays. There's no waiting around. I mean, you do have the writhing around in pain.
Oh, yeah,
the diving.
The diving and the faking of injuries.
All that kind of stuff. But guess what? You get diving. We got diving in basketball.
Everywhere.
There's a flop fest.
Everywhere.
We've got diving in hockey. I mean, there's a penalty for embellishment in hockey.
Yes.
It happens all over the place. And even then, the games are shorter in soccer.
No question about it. Well, I want to talk about the coverage of that a little bit later on. But I want to get to a couple of things. NFL is fourth, right?
Yeah.
And I can watch. I pretty much can watch any NFL game.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
It's partly because, like, we have to.
Right.
I mean, the NFL is a completely national league. And number five for me is skiing.
I love it. Hey, you know me, man. I've been saying for a long time, seventh best sport, football. Right? Like, and as it goes for leagues,
right?
I'm basically the same. I would switch golf. Golf's my number one.
Right.
All the time. I will watch basically any golf tournament. There's one on right now. I just saw John Smoltz on my television.
Did you?
I don't know what event this is.
Okay. Is he playing in
He's playing in a tournament. There was another athlete there who is a big dude, does
right.
not appear to be a regular PGA Tour golfer.
Check
to me. Golf would be my number one. I'd say at this point it's probably NHL over Premier League.
Right.
I just, like, I watch what I have to watch,
uh-huh.
and Premier League generally isn't something I have to watch, and when I do get a chance to watch Premier League, it's usually a Saturday or Sunday morning, and at that point I'm sitting there with the family, and I don't get to watch Premier League.
It hooked me. It hooked me over the holidays, man. It did.
The NBA used to be up there. I feel like that even that's dropped off a little bit. But
I will get back. The NBA will re-enter my rankings once we get close to the playoffs. Although I watched Warriors Grizzlies the other day with Jack, and it was an awesome. If every game was like that, I'd watch the NBA all the time.
I mean, baseball, major tennis.
Do they play baseball?
Like all of those.
Are we going to play baseball this year?
I don't know. That's an issue. Because we're only like 26 days or 20 whatever days away from spring training.
They've made no progress. Yeah. We will not have spring training on time. Promise.
Yeah.
I will be stunned if the Major League Baseball season starts on time. Stunned.
But yeah, I'm with you. NHL, golf, Premier League, NBA, those are probably my top four leagues that I like to watch in whatever order you want. Golf's easily the number one. And you know what I like about that list is pro. I like pro sports.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I like pro sports is because it's about winning and losing. It's about players.
Right. That's true.
It's not about dumb conversations.
Let me get to one other thing.
Unless
about
your first take and you want to make them dumb.
That's what we're going to talk about that later. Anyway, Jordan Martinook in protocol for the Hurricanes. So they're down now to seven who have yet to be touched by the virus. If you're keeping score of this, Teuvo Teravainen, Vincent Trocheck, Nino Niederreiter, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, Derek Stepan, Brady Shea, Antti Raanta. Those are the only seven players for the Hurricanes that have not spent time in COVID protocol. But the game tomorrow night at PNC Arena with the Rangers is going to be a blast. The Rangers are 100% legit. What a turnaround. They went from trash. Like 2 years ago, we could sort of see it coming. Last year, I think they had a tough year because of the division was really, they were stuck in a metropolitan division that was really tough, whatever they called it last year, an Eastern, whatever they called that division last year. That it was a very difficult division. But I think they are awesome. They can win a Stanley Cup. Shesterkin, the goaltender, is as good as there is in the entire sport. They are legitimately great, and I can't wait for tomorrow night.
And it's the top two teams in the division. So you've got division supremacy on the line. Even though the Hurricanes currently have the top spot, right? Or maybe New York won last night.
Rangers are 2 points ahead of Carolina. 2 points,
but Carolina's got like four
games in hand. They have 5 games in hand on Tampa, who has the most points in the East at 59, I think. It's so hard because we have so many teams have played. Like, there are teams that have played 42 games, and there are teams that have played 35 games because of the pandemic. By the way, yesterday, they stuck all the games back on the schedule. So after the All-Star game on, the 4th, Sunday that is, first Sunday in February, the Hurricanes will come out of that All-Star break with a 4-game road trip. And that was supposed to be the start of the Olympic break, but it'll be a 4-game road trip right there. So by the end of February, Carolina will be caught up, and I think most teams will be caught up, and that is good, and it won't be too intrusive on the schedule. In fact, the NHL took a game off the end of Carolina's schedule and stuck it in that window. So there's actually going to be one less game in April for Carolina to play.
You're listening to The Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.